The infighting in the Trump White House spilled out onto morning television today. New communications director Anthony Scaramucci calling into CNN, describing the tension between him and President Trump's chief of staff, Reince Priebus.
Some brothers are like Cain and Abel. Other brothers can fight with each other and then get along. I don't know if this is repairable or not. That will be up to the president.
He also tossed out that President Trump might veto the Russia sanctions being considered by Congress. NPR's congressional reporter Jeff Bennett is here. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Robin.
And I just want to start with some context. So this started last night when Scaramucci tweeted that his financial disclosures had been leaked, and that was a felony. Well, they hadn't been leaked. They were public, so he deleted the tweet, but he had tagged it to Reince Priebus. Now, reporter Ryan Lizza tweeted, in case there's any ambiguity, Scaramucci does want Priebus investigated for leaks. Lizza also reported that Scaramucci and President Trump had dinner last night with Fox's Sean Hannity. Scaramucci was angry about that leak as well. So here's more of his call to CNN.
There are people inside the administration that think it is their job to save America from this president. Okay, that is not their job.
Jeff, people in the administration want to save America from Trump. Your thoughts?
You know, I'm running out of superlatives to describe just how unconventional the Trump administration is. I found it stunning that Scaramucci, who is the chief messenger of the president, would say that about his colleagues on the record. And, you know, I'm told that Scaramucci spoke to CNN with the blessing of the president. And, by the way, sounding a lot like the president during that, you know, half-hour interview.
Well,
kept saying,
said
I'm
it.
Not a politician, I'm a
it.
Businessman.
He said it. The president and I, the president has told me to come here and call you. He said it.
Yeah, and he also said that if Reince Priebus wants to explain that he's not the leaker, let him do that.
Yeah.
Really what this is, it's a public fight for influence. Scaramucci already has one victory in that Sean Spicer, the former press secretary, is out. Spicer, we know, objected to Scaramucci's coming into the administration. And who, by the way, is Spicer an ally of? Reince Priebus.
Yeah.
So that's definitely that's what I think what we're seeing.
Well, but is it also distraction from the troubled health care bill, from the transgender controversy, from the battle with the attorney general? By the way, where are we on that? The attorney general, Jeff Sessions, and Donald Trump's criticism of him.
Well, we do know that Jeff Sessions is in El Salvador today. He's trying to address the street violence, the street gang violence there. But back here in, you know, in Washington, on the Hill anyway, Republicans are really rising to his defense. Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, said that if Jeff Sessions is fired, there will be holy hell to pay. Mm. And he also said that he's going to introduce bipartisan legislation next week that would require judicial review if the president tries to fire Mueller. I'm interested to see how many Republicans he gets to support that. And then beyond that, Chuck Grassley, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, said he won't hold any hearings for a replacement AG if the president decides to fire Jeff Sessions, or if Sessions, for that matter, resigns. But, you know, to the larger point, we have a president who said he would only hire the best. And here we have Jeff Sessions twisting in the wind, the chief of staff unsure of his future. And there's even some talk that the Secretary of State might not be as plugged in as he should be. So, there's a lot here for the president.
Well, just touch in the minute we have on another potential fight over the Russia sanctions. Scaramucci just tossed out this morning that maybe the president might veto these sanctions. A bill passed by the House yesterday, now in the Senate. It includes limits on the president's ability to undo it. Now, to be fair, Scaramucci said this morning, who knows, maybe President Trump will come up with something tougher on Russia. But your thoughts there?
Well, first of all, there's a strong likelihood that lawmakers will have the votes to override a veto. But, I mean, I think it's also here, again, remarkable that Congress has really given itself an unprecedented oversight role for sort of the Russia part of the sanctions bill, because, as you say, they are really concerned that President Trump has a too warm of a relationship with Vladimir Putin, and they really fear that he could scale back sanctions against Moscow.
Yeah. Well, we also have Senator John Cornyn, the Senate whip, today predicting the Senate would vote to repeal at least the mandate in Obamacare that requires people to buy insurance. So that battle is shaping up perhaps for this afternoon. NPR's congressional reporter, Jeff Bennett, who has a lot to do today. Jeff, thanks so much.
You're welcome.